Welcome back to Be Calm on Awe Island. We're excited that you have joined our world to relax and learn. Our meditation and story will begin in just a moment. Right now, would you please help us out? Find us at Awe Island. That's at AHWAYISLAND on Facebook and Twitter. We want to help as many kids as possible relax and sleep. And you can help by sharing at Awe Island with your friends and family. So thank you for helping us spread the word. Now, on with relaxing.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready to be calm on Awe Island? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Before we begin our story, let's relax with three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you're breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly, deep breath in and out. Today, water will help your body relax. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You'll start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end with thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your soothing pool? The sun is sparkling on the water, inviting you in. Imagine stepping into the warm pool and sitting down in the clear, clean water. The water hugs you as you lie back in the safe pool. Think about your feet. Focus on how they feel as they float in the water. The water slips and slides between your toes. Does the water tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the water float your body up and breathe like a dragon, in and out. Think about your legs. How do they feel? Let the water support them. Your legs are light and floating, just like your feet. Relax and enjoy the gentle rocking of the warm water in the pool, back and forth, back and forth. Focus on your back. How does it feel? Relax into the warm water and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The soft water holds and gently rocks you as you float on the surface. How do your hands feel? Your hand is open with your fingers spread out, allowing the water to massage them as it floats between. Your hands soften in the warm water. Relax and enjoy feeling light and calm as you float on the soft water. Think about your arms. How do they feel? Let the water gently circle them and lift them to the water's surface. With your feet, legs, back, hands, and arms all relaxing. Notice the lightness in your body as you float on the water. Focus on your shoulders. Feel them soften as they settle into the water. Breathe like a dragon, in and out. The water hugs your body gently and rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel your head sway from side to side with the soft motion of the water. Enjoy the feeling of comfort as the water gently rocks your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. As you float, allowing the water to support your body, you relax even more. Now feel your entire body floating as water lifts your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax as the water rocks you back and forth, and enjoy its cozy hug as you float on the surface. Let's take three more deep dragon breaths as you continue to float. Deep breath in and out. Breathe in through your nose and imagine fire flowing out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay? I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Sensory Delight. A cool breeze circled the little wheelchair, bringing delightful scents with it. Winfield awoke with a smile, wondering where the fragrance was coming from. He would find out soon. Brian released Winfield's break. He and Javier had finished their lunches. As they got ready to leave, Javier's mom mentioned, "Before we head back to the path, this is a sensory garden, and you can touch the plants. Just be gentle." Brian rolled Winfield away from the table, and the wheelchair turned towards the path. A gentle cascade of musical notes filled the air, complementing the song of the birds in the trees. Winfield turned his wheels toward the sound, hoping to find the source of the pleasant chimes. As he waited for Brian to push the wheels, he noticed another sound. A constant trickle filled the air. Once aware of the sound, the wheelchair found it difficult to let the trickling fade into the background. However, the sound of a train whistle quickly turned everyone's attention. The boys exchanged delighted smiles. Somewhere in the garden, there was a train. Javier and Brian wanted to find that train. Brian and Winfield rolled forward onto the wide path towards the source of the soothing sounds. The families made their way down the path, taking their time and enjoying the beauty of all the plants. Up ahead, Winfield spotted a dot of red zipping around the raised beds. As he rolled closer, the wheelchair discovered that the zippy red dot was a hummingbird sipping nectar from some bright orange trumpet flowers. Their grass-like leaves flowed over the edges of their raised bed. Winfield stopped so that Brian would have the opportunity to touch their leaves. As he held the leaves of the trumpet flowers, the little red hummingbird hovered directly in front of Brian. Javier gasped, impressed that the bird had flown so close to Brian. Brian giggled, happy to interact with the cheerful little hummingbird. Feeling content, the hummingbird returned to sipping nectar. Winfield heard laughter. A bright yellow butterfly flitted around Javier, then settled onto his nose. They both stayed perfectly still as the butterfly's wings slowly moved in and out. Then the butterfly danced off with the gentle breeze. Winfield and Brian rolled forward as Javier shouted, "Hey, Brian, check this out." He had stopped at the raised bed filled with very different-looking plants. Their flowers contained several red stalks surrounding a yellow center. At the very end of each stalk was what appeared to be a dewdrop. As Winfield and Brian rolled forward, Javier said, "Look, they're sundew flowers. Watch this." Javier touched the edge of the flower, and it rolled the stalks tightly to the center. Winfield was amazed, and so was Brian. Brian followed his friend's lead and gently touched the edge of a flower. That sundew flower rolled itself closed as well. "They're sticky," Brian said as he tapped his finger to his thumb. "I know," Javier said, "but they're pretty neat, aren't they?" Brian nodded. Winfield noticed that the quiet, trickling sound had grown into a soft roar. The wheelchair turned his wheels toward the sound. As the group crossed a bridge, Winfield realized what that sound was. A trickling stream flowed faster and faster, roaring into a small waterfall. The boys stopped on the bridge and gazed over the rail, watching the water flowing, splashing down one tier of rocks to the next. The sound of rushing water soothed the boys. They continued on the path. A sweet floral scent filled the air as Winfield and Brian rolled through a trellis filled with white roses. Taking a deep dragon breath in and out, Brian and Javier enjoyed the delicate scent. As they emerged from the rose trellis, Winfield spotted green leafy plants. Javier sniffed the air and said, "I think that's mint." Brian's mom responded, "You can taste that plant if you like." Brian and Javier each picked a leaf to taste. The coolness of the mint made the boys smile. As they enjoyed the mint, Winfield caught a glimpse of bright blue. A soft tone sounded in the air, attracting the boys. The boys' smiles widened when they saw a bright blue train chugging through the foliage. Javier waved for Brian to follow him, and Brian began rolling Winfield forward after the train. As they followed the bright blue train, another scent filled the air. The raised bed nearest to him was filled with light purple flowers. The scent relaxed Winfield. Brian and Javier took a deep dragon breath in and out. Inhaling the calming perfume of lavender. Just beyond the lavender, the wheelchair spotted some more purple flowers. Their light green leaves were covered with what looked like white fur. Curious, Winfield turned his wheels towards that raised bed. Javier hurried over to see what Brian and Winfield had discovered. Brian reached out to touch the plant gently. He smiled and said, "It's so soft." Javier touched the plant and responded, "You're right." As they enjoyed the softness of the fuzzy plants, the melodic chimes sounded once more. Winfield spotted wind chimes hanging off a tree branch over a raised bed of deep red plants. He turned his wheels to head that direction. Brian pushed the wheel and off they went. "Where are you going now?" Javier asked. "Winfield wants to go this way," Brian responded. The smell of chocolate filled the air. Brian took a deep dragon breath in and out. and realized the delicious smell of chocolate was coming from the deep red flowers. He motioned for Javier to come over, and together they enjoyed the scent of chocolate. The train slowly emerged from a tunnel. Now that the boys had explored the sensory garden, they followed the train to the garden's exit. At the exit, the boys made plans for their next outing. They shared their goodbyes and then headed home for dinner. At the table, Mom, Dad, and Brian shared their favorite parts of the sensory garden. The conversation slowed as they finished their food, and Winfield could tell Brian was tired. The little wheelchair yawned as he settled into his spot next to the bed. Brian had already fallen asleep. The wheelchair relaxed, happy to rest after a wonderful day. Before the wheelchair fell asleep, he thought of all he had to be grateful for. Winfield felt grateful for the day at the sensory garden. He felt happy as he recalled the sights and sounds of the garden. Most of all, the little wheelchair felt thankful that Javier and Brian had such a good time. Winfield gave himself a tight squeeze and then relaxed, wishing everyone a peaceful rest. The little wheelchair took a deep dragon breath in and out. Winfield took another calming dragon breath in and out. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. His mind quieted, and the little wheelchair fell asleep, picturing the different flowers and plants in the garden, all at Brian's level. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.